Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You have any great ideas, just keep them to your fucking self, okay?
How many times do I need to tell you to leave me alone? And you keep coming back. You keep coming back to talk to me. Leave me alone. Stop talking to me. Go away.
Okay, that's fine.
You do this on fucking purpose.
No, I don't.
How many times have you came back?
You sit here and do all this on fucking purpose. I need to know.
Because I'm getting away from you!
Okay, good. I need to know if I'm able to go to work without you going all this.
Do your fucking shit. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want anything to do with you today. But yet, here you are, coming back.
Fellas, if you ever find yourself in this situation, you know what to do. Pack your stuff, leave, and never come back. There's no point in putting up with this. Situations like this, they never get better. They don't improve. And a lot of times they end in tragedy, if you know what I mean. You end up, you know, locked up or pushing up days. Definitely ain't worth it over some mentally ill bitch. By the time a woman starts talking to you like this, the relationship is over. There's no fixing it. There's no going back. Even if you have a good day that next day after she was tripping, look, it's temporary. It's not going to be long before the craziness come back in. She don't like you anymore at this point, and she don't respect you anymore at this point, and her like and respect will never come back.
Okay. You see I'm coming from? You see I'm coming from?
There's an influencer on here who is getting absolutely jumped because she gave the take of, like, people shouldn't be taking classes and learning hobbies in their adult life. They should be learning that at 12 and being able to carry that with them. And, like, this girl was very funny and charming. Like, I genuinely found her funny and charming for a very, very long time. And, like, I followed her for a very long time. And then the reason I stopped following her is because she got a boyfriend. And I was like, oh, all of your humor came from, like, bad dates. Your entire personality came from dating and dating stories and dating failures.
Why does that not surprise me?
It took you that long to figure it out, huh?
Like I said, they don't have their own personalities. They either get their personalities from a Kardashian, a TikTok influencer, or their boyfriend. And then a lot of these TikTok accounts, the stories that they tell on them aren't even true. They make them up. They either tell flat-out lies or they fabricate, you know, stories that really happen.
Show the world the same insultingly stupid shit as always.
And it kind of just put into perspective, oh, this person is a boyfriend girl who literally her entire identity and life revolves around either getting a boyfriend or having a boyfriend and defining herself by it.
Well, yeah, that is what a woman is defined by. The purpose of you on the planet is to be with a man, from a religious perspective, or even really from a biological perspective. You're not on the earth to make TikToks. You're not on the earth to, you know, work human resources. You're on the earth to birth children and bring up families with a man. So many women these days try to do everything in their power to separate who they are from, you know, being with a man. All to find out nobody else cares about anything else. The validation that you're seeking is going to come from a loving husband and, you know, your offspring. Chasing careers and TikTok clout, it won't make you happy in the long run. You're going to realize it usually when it's too late.
You're a fucking loser. You're literally a fucking loser.
I'm the wrong for telling my best friend's boyfriend that she cheated on him. I need to say a strap in for this story because it is wild. Go right back to the start. Me and my best friend had been friends for 10 years.
You all are ignorant. You all are insignificant. You mean nothing.
My boyfriend about 2 years ago now, and I haven't always been exactly fond of him. Because he was with my best friend, I made the effort to get along with him. As any friend would.
A liar and you're a deceiver.
Not true. Most of the girlfriend's friends, they don't try to get along with the guy. They constantly insult him, throw little shots. They're huge C-U-N-T's. You're not going to get me to believe that a woman with double nose rings is an honorable person. I'm just not going to go for it.
Nice try.
Over the past year, we have been drifting apart because she's been spending so much time with her boyfriend that she hasn't really made any time for me.
Right.
On the odd occasion, we would all go out together as a three because my best friend wasn't allowed out with me by herself because I was a bad influence.
Good call!
Facts.
Luckily, when we did go out as a three, it was never really that awkward. I tried to keep it all very neutral so that it wasn't awkward for my best friend.
How about just you get a life and leave my woman alone? No, I get the idea of not going out alone with you because you're a bad influence. I can tell what you look like, that you're a bad influence. I can tell how many piercings you have all over, that you're a bad influence. That man made a great decision. But here's the thing. If it was me, I wouldn't want to be around you, period. So I don't know. I wouldn't want to go on 3-person dates with you. That would be unbearable for me.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to 1 or 2 exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
So basically, you sabotage their relationship so you can get your friend back. They always do it every time.
And this is what I say, guys, pisses me off so much. This pisses me off to no end. You're everything that's wrong with dating in society today. You're everything that's wrong with women. You're the reason why men don't want to get involved with women anymore.
Women just need to accept, look, once you get a boyfriend and it's serious and it's going to be a husband and you're going to have kids with him, your girlfriends are pretty much going to have to get kicked to the curb for the most part. Maybe hang out with them from time to time. Definitely not at a bar. Definitely not at a club. But other than that, they're going to have to F off.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Because otherwise, they're going to sabotage your relationship in life. And if it's up to them, they're going to keep you single for the rest of your life so you can be by their side.
Or her boyfriend, because I wanted to keep the respect. Then one day, this all just like randomly stopped. We all stopped seeing each other. I kind of asked my best friend why we'd stopped hanging out or why I stopped seeing her, and she basically told me that her boyfriend has said that I was the problem and that he hated me and she wasn't allowed to be around me. Little did me and my best friend's boyfriend know that she was saying this to both of us. She was lying to us both.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Is it just me, or is this still frame right here really scary? It almost feels like I'm staring in the eyes of Satan. But yeah, birds of a feather flock together. So if a woman's friends are terrible, she's probably terrible too, you just haven't realized it yet. She just hasn't done any terrible things to you yet. But yeah, you should definitely put a lot of weight in a woman's friend group. It's gonna say a lot about her.
I know this is gonna anger the men on TikTok, but because I don't care, I'm gonna say it anyway.
Read my lips. No, 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 no.
Hey, hey, come here, look at me. Hey, look at me, what'd I say? No.
There's that video going around of that guy saying, where are the women who like don't just want to be with a man for his money? And I thought about this really hard. And if you are someone who like you have money, but you're also like super kind and super fun and have a great personality and have more to offer than just your money, you're probably not going to be insecure that someone is going to be with you just for your money.
All women want a man who can provide. And honestly, the whole six-figure thing, I get it. Because 100K after taxes is like, what, 70K? You need at least 70K to take care of a family of four. All women want a dude who can handle the bills without her help. All women want that. But some women are more realistic. They're like, you know, hey, I need to find a man. He's a pretty good dude. I'll work. I'll pay after bills. I really want to be with him. But even that woman really wants you to handle everything. Never forget that. But if you are going to be with a woman, I don't want you to feel pressure to be Superman. That's what I want to tell you guys. There's a lot of pressure on men to basically be Supermen. I don't feel that pressure. I'm not Superman. I'm never going to be Superman. I'm probably never going to be stupid rich. I don't know how to fix a lot of things, and I'm okay with that. Men might try to shame me. Oh, you don't know how to fix this. You don't know this about a car. Yeah, and I don't give a damn. I'm not trying to be a Renaissance man. I am who I am.
My nigga.
I don't feel pressure to not ever show any emotions because I'm going to come across soft. That's stupid. I'm a human being. A lot of men feel pressure to be something more than just a human being. Be tough. Never show emotions. Don't take no sh. You know, make a certain amount of money. I got to be this for a woman. I got to be that for a woman. Yada, yada, yada. Just no. Just be a good person and do the best you can. Anybody who claiming that ain't enough, tell them to go F themselves.
Okay.
Because if you are confident in who you are as a person, you're not going to worry that that's going to be the only thing. And yes, there are people out there, men and women, who are gold diggers, who take advantage of people just for their money. So it really just signals to me that you are insecure with who you are as yourself. If you're saying like you're so worried that someone's just going to be with you for your money, because if you have so much else to offer a person, you don't have to worry about that.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
Here's the thing, men want to believe so hard that, you know, women love men. Women, generally speaking, don't love men. They love what men can do for them. They love how a man can make her feel. They love how a man can make her look to her family and friends. Most of the time, they don't love you. That's why, whatever, 70%+ of the divorces are initiated by the women. Because she don't feel the way she used to feel. Or you can't provide what you used to provide. Get this idea out of your head that women love men, generally speaking. There's anomalies, but I wouldn't bank on the fact that the woman you're with is the anomaly. It's nonsensical at best. But this is why not giving a fuck is so important. Yeah, I got love for you. I love you. But if you leave, I'm cool. Because I know that's how women roll. And I know that's how finicky women are. So I'm going to play my part. Enjoy this relationship while it's good. And when it's not, see ya. Or if you want to go, okay, see ya. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. This is why you should never put your heart into a woman. Just enjoy it while it lasts. It was just your turn. But make sure while she in the relationship, she benefiting you in every way possible. She ain't going to be the only one getting, you know, benefits in this relationship. And I ain't talking about just making a sandwich from time to time and giving up the buns. That's why I say it's a must that a woman contribute financially. You're not about to be the only one, you know, benefiting. I don't care how much money I make. Even if I make $150K and you make $20K, yeah, run that $20K. I'll put that in investments or something. When this relationship go left, and most will, I want to say, yeah, I came up financially a little bit too from her being in this relationship. Hashtag bros getting broke off by hoes.
Hell yeah. You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.